We continue today in our journey through Shmona Esrei, and last week we began the bracha of Shema Kolinu. And being that Shema Kolinu is such an incredibly important bracha, I think it behooves us to spend a couple of shurim, a couple of days, really analyzing, dissecting, and delving into the profundity of this particular bracha. Because as we spoke about, the power of Shema Kolinu is this bracha is a catch-all. Unlike the other brachos which precede it, which are specific, very explicit and specific, focusing on a particular theme, idea, request, Shema Kolinu is this general supplication. Shema Kolinu Hashem Elokeinu, hear our voice. Chus v'rachim aleinu, have compassion upon us. V'kabel b'rachamim uv'ratzon es tefilosinu, and receive our tefilos. Which tefilos? All of our tefilos. And I saw an incredible insight by the Yaros Tvash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. He writes as follows. I want to quote you his words. He says, "Bebircha Shema Kolinu, in this bracha of Shema Kolinu, Yosim kol magamosav l'Hashem l'hispala al kol tzirachav." In this bracha of Shema Kolinu, the Yaros Tvash writes, a person should daven for everything. Afilu dover katan ol gadol, something big, something small. Lo yibatzer dover mashu lo yispala l'Hashem. Don't leave anything out. Nothing is too big and nothing is too insignificant. In tzarech lasos shidduch im atzmo, obanav ubnosav yispala l'Hashem. You need a shidduch, you need a marriage partner, yourself, your kids, daven for it. L'schura, you need to have a business deal, you need to be successful in business. Yispala l'Hashem v'yatzlichu yodchir b'derach hayashar. You need help with your business, you need help with your parnasa, you need help with shidduchim, you need help with your children, you need help with having, whatever you need, put in this bracha. Klalo shal davar ein davar ma sheretzono lasos bo bayom. Listen to these words. He says, anything you want to accomplish during that particular day, mashalo yispala l'Hashem latzlicho ulolicho b'derach hayashar v'anachon. This is incredible. He says, anything you need to accomplish in the coming day, daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you hatzlacha. And I thought that this was an incredibly dramatic idea, because the notion that in Shema Kolinu, I should daven for everything I need, okay, that I understand. That I understand. Shema Kolinu, again, shiduchim, parnasa, whatever you need, all of it, refuah, all of it in Shema Kolinu. But then Yaros Tvash says, and whatever you have to accomplish that day, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should give you hatzlacha, that he should give you success. And I realize, and Yaros Tvash says this, in order to daven that Hashem shall allow you to be successful in all of your endeavors in the coming day, you must have clarity. You must know what it is that you want to accomplish that day. In order to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me and to aid me accomplish, I have to have a plan as to what I want to accomplish on that given day. And I think in this respect, perhaps what Shema Kolinu allows us to do is something so profound. It's not only in Shema Kolinu that I could daven for anything and everything I need, but it's in Shema Kolinu where I have to close my eyes and think for a little bit, what do I want to accomplish today? What do I want to do today? What are the things that are important for me to actualize today and to think about this? And then after I think about what it is that I want to accomplish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me with this, help me with this, help me with this. But I first have to plan what it is that I want to do, what it is that I want to accomplish, and how I want to be successful today. You see, dear friends, too often we kind of live life by the seat of our pants. We just go ahead and we live and we do, and we put out this fire and answer this phone call and take care of this email and respond to this WhatsApp or this text message. And we're so busy just in the constant cyclical nature of the day that we work hard. And the truth is, we may even accomplish a lot, but we don't necessarily accomplish the things that we really want to accomplish. You know, we all have days like this. You ever have a day? I'm incredibly busy from mamish morning until evening, working the whole day. I'm busy the whole day, but yet I don't feel accomplished. Why? Because although I did a lot of work, I didn't do the things I wanted to do. I did not accomplish the things I wanted to accomplish. There are many tasks that I was able to go ahead and see to completion, but perhaps not the tasks that I set out to do, or not the tasks which matter to me most. Shema Kolinu offers us an opportunity to take a step back first thing in the morning and ask myself a simple question. What do I want to accomplish today? What do I want to do today? How is it that I want to grow and self-actualize today? Make your plan for the day. And once you make your plan for the day, once you have that clarity of vision about what you want to do and what you want to accomplish, then you could ask for the Ribono Shel Olam's help in all of your endeavors. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.